November 8th, 2016 was a good night for Donald Trump.
I love this country. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But it was also a great night for marijuana. California, Nevada, Massachusetts, and Maine all approved legalization of recreational cannabis. And Florida, North Dakota, and Arkansas legalized medical marijuana. All told, more than half the states in America have legalized the drug in one form or another. So how will the Trump administration deal with pot, which, after all, is still illegal under federal law? On the campaign trail, Trump seemed friendly to the notions of medical marijuana and leaving the rest to the states.
I think medical should happen, right? Don't we agree? I mean, I think so. And then I really believe you should leave it up to the states. It should be a state situation.
But signals from his administration have been more mixed.
There is still a federal law that we need to abide by in terms of the medical, when it comes to recreational marijuana.
I, as you know, am dubious about marijuana.
We asked cannabis industry professionals what they see for the future of legal weed in the Trump era.
I see the future of the marijuana industry under the Trump administration as, in the short term, a little cloudy. But when I say cloudy, it doesn't mean the skies are dark. It just means it's unclear.
I can never figure out whether it's art of the deal or not. You know, how much of it's rhetoric and how much of it is going to actually come to pass.
I want a little more clarity before I'm able to really give my opinion.
Trump's Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, is a longtime drug warrior. But even he seems reluctant to commit to a full-on crackdown.
If states, I get, can pass whatever laws they choose, but I'm not sure we're going to be a better, healthier nation that if we have marijuana being sold at every corner grocery store.
Attorney General Sessions doesn't have to worry because that's not how the industry works. It takes a long time to get either a municipal or county permit, and there are highly regulated stores that track seed to sale.
There's code. You don't open up near a school. The people going into these dispensaries to purchase such product have to be of age.
I think the sitting attorney general is an older gentleman who grew up in a certain context, and we're all victims of our own context and history. So I understand his position and why he has those deep-seated feelings.
You know, marijuana is a cure for opiate abuse. Give me a break. I mean, you know, this is the kind of argument that has been made out there, to just almost a desperate attempt to defend the harmlessness of marijuana or even its benefits. I doubt that's true.
Much of modern science contradicts Sessions' dim view of marijuana's therapeutic potential, with the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine finding conclusive evidence that cannabis is an effective treatment for chronic pain after surveying 10,000 scientific studies on the matter. Nonetheless, the federal government continues to keep marijuana in its most highly controlled category, Schedule 1, and recognizes no currently accepted medical use, citing high potential for abuse. With Sessions helming the Department of Justice, this classification seems unlikely to change anytime soon, meaning the tension between state and federal law will remain.
When you look at it being on Schedule 1, it's a bit absurd because the definition of Schedule 1 is highly addictive and no medical uses. And cannabis couldn't be further from the truth on both those criteria. So at the end of the day, the truth is marching forward.
While crackdowns on medical cannabis seem unlikely given Trump's public statements and overwhelming public support for medicinal use, what about recreational marijuana? After all, that's a distinction Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, was careful to make in his comments.
The states where it's allowed, in accordance with the appropriations rider, have set forth a process to administer and regulate that usage versus recreational marijuana. That's a very, very different subject.
With the largest state in the union legalizing recreational weed, the feds would need to devote major resources to crack down. And that seems like a fight most Americans aren't up for either, with 71% of Quinnipiac poll respondents opposed to the federal government enforcing laws against marijuana in states that have legalized medical or recreational use. This disapproval of federal encroachment on state laws is pretty consistent across partisan lines.
I've always been a believer in federalism and states' rights. I think that it's up to societies and communities to dictate for themselves what rules they choose to govern themselves by. Hopefully, moving forward, the administration will have an open mind about it and be ready to listen to see how beneficial this has been in the areas where it's been tried.
If I were in an elevator and had an opportunity to speak to Donald Trump directly, I'd probably invite him for a drink or ask him to sit down over a meal, break some bread, and give me the opportunity to educate him about the true data of the cannabis industry. It's a job creator. I'm not saying I'm in favor of building a wall, but if you want to build a wall, there's potentially a couple billion dollars worth of excise tax revenue.
I don't see anyone pumping the brakes on this big industry. I see it expanding and doing better and helping more people.